studios. It's Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
It is 6:07. Believe it or not, Friday, the 6th of December. It's my son Connor's 30th birthday. Hard to believe the boy, well, now the man, is 30 years old. Got a wife, been married coming up on 8 years, 3 children, got a dog named Harvey, and building a new life about 1,500 miles from here. So, wow, 30 years old today. It's unbelievable. Yeah, really very, very unbelievable. I hope you are having a wonderful morning. It is crisp outside. Now, it's a little slippery, a little icy out there. You want to be careful, but boy, did that cool, crisp air feel wonderful this morning. Hallelujah is all I got to say. You know, Maine air is just so beautiful. It's so clean. It just smacks you in the face and says, wake up, kid. It's time to go. And it is time to go. We're broadcasting live from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Don't forget, our McVetty's Hearth and Home text line is 207-409-6172. You can find out more at StovesOfMaine.com. Well, we got a lot of good folks for you today. As Steve Harvey would say, we got a good one for you. We got a good one for you today. Mike Shepherd will join us. We'll talk about the Austin Terrio, Jared Golden Terrio. Let me say that again. Wow, it's Friday, isn't it? We'll talk about the Austin Terrio Jared Golden recount. As you know, Terrio called off the recount when it became apparent that he would not win and conceded to Jared Golden. Jared is now going to serve a fourth term and is widely rumored to be a front runner for the Democratic nomination to run for governor. It will be interesting to see how Jared does down south. We know he's obviously run very strong up north, because he's in an ultimate swing district, a district that's gone for President Trump 3 times, but also gone for Jared Golden during those same 3 times. Pretty fascinating stuff. And so we'll see how he would play down here where things are a little more wackadoodle-ish than they are in the rest of the state. Maybe a lot more wackadoodle-ish. Steve DeMille is going to join us. It's that time of year. We all want some happy cheer. We're going to talk with Steve about what's going on. There have been more well-known, well-loved restaurants closing. And as you know, they have survived for four decades plus. And Steve's going to talk a little bit about that. And then tantalize us with Chef Melissa's latest concoction. Don Campbell will be here. You know Don. He's a great musician. They got some wonderful Christmas shows. If you're looking for some Christmas cheer, there are a few things better in Maine than to spend an evening with the Don Campbell Band as they do a wonderful job of celebrating and honoring Christmas. And he's also going to tell you about something very big that's happened. And I'm excited as heck for him to share that news with you. Our friend Diane Campbell will be here. She was here a couple of weeks ago with our buddy Chris White. And she is back. She's an artist. There's a big show up at North Yarmouth Academy this weekend. And she will tell us all about it. And then Rocco Severino will be here. Rocco is, he owns Sportsman's Kitchen out in Sebago. And he's going to share a heartwarming story. And when I say heartwarming, it's a tragic story, but we're hoping and praying for a happy ending of a young child who's suffering with cancer. And Rocco's going to share the story, and we're going to ask something of you. It's the giving season, and their family needs help. And, you know, it doesn't matter where their family's located. If a little child is in trouble, if a little child's sick, if a little child needs help, I know people come running. I know people come running. So we're going to ask you to do that today. Whatever spare change you've got in your pockets, we're hoping you can help out. It's a family member of Rocco's, and he put up just an unbelievable, powerful, and emotional video the other day sharing the story. And so I reached out to him and said, man, you got to come in and tell this in a broader way. People need to know, because I think people will step up and help out. And, of course, we can grab some calls and talk to you about what's going on here. All right, let's go to what I would call the sheer insanity of what's going on with our government right now. Man, oh man, oh man, oh man. I mean, it's just getting hot around here. So, Ronald Rowe, I don't know if you know that name or not. You should know it because, well, talk about wackadoodles in the government. He's a wackadoodle. He is. That's my word now. I don't want to be unchristian. I don't want to swear. I know I went through a rough period there where I was having some struggles with people harming people I care about. I'm all over that. I've forgiven everybody involved, forgiven everybody, which is what I always do. And I just want to be back to my happy self. So I'm going to use the word wackadoodle. I like the word. I think when I use it, you know exactly and precisely what I mean by it. And I don't think wackadoodle is an offensive word. So Ronald Rowe, though, is a wackadoodle. We saw it in the congressional hearings that were televised a while back regarding the Trump assassination attempt. He is the acting director of the Secret Service, and he is yet another person who I will describe, and I know many of in Maine and many of them around the country, who believe their self-importance is much greater than it actually is. I want you to hear, this is a congressional hearing, and this wackadoodle is speaking to a congressman. Now, you know, I don't like elected people, but I do revere the office they hold, even if they don't.
You recognize this photo? Yes, sir, I do. Okay. Is that the remembrance of September 11th?
It was.
Was it in New York?
It was at Ground Zero.
Who's usually at an event like this closest to the President of the United States, security-wise?
The SAC of the detail.
Special agent in charge of the detail. Were you the special agent in charge of the detail that day?
Actually, let me address this. Could you please, staff, leave that one up with the circle around me. Thank you. So actually, Congressman, what you're not seeing is the SAC of the detail out of the picture's view. And that is the day where we remember the more than 3,000 people that have died on 9/11. I actually responded to Ground Zero. I was there going through the ashes of the World Trade Center. Mm-hmm. I was there at Fresh Kills.
I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you, Congressman, were you the special agent in charge?
To show respect for a Secret Service member that died on 9/11.
Oh, that you're trying to be.
Do not invoke 9/11 for political purposes.
Oh, that I'm not. I'm invoking this.
You are, sir.
The committee will come to order.
I'm asking you serious questions for the American people, and they're very simple. They're not trick questions. Were you the special agent in charge that day?
No, I wasn't. I was there representing the United States Secret Service.
service,
yes or no,
sir.
Mr. Fallon,
you know,
your time's expired.
And did not affect protective operations.
You know why you were there?
Expired.
Because you wanted to be visible because you are auditioning for this job.
I was there to pay respect for a fallen member of this
20th.
Agency.
You recognize this photo?
Okay. So this is what it's come to in this country now. You know, I've said this a lot. People get upset about, you know, some of the things Donald Trump has said, and they get upset about what Paul. You know, we're just all sort of reflective of each other, aren't we? I mean, what you just listened to, that was in a congressional hearing, and it was a congressional hearing over the assassination attempt of Donald Trump. As we know, on that day, July 13th, 2024, by the grace of God Almighty, Donald Trump's life was spared. But it wasn't because of the Secret Service. It was because of the grace of God. If Donald Trump had not tilted his head ever so slightly, instead of the bullet grazing his ear, it would have gone through his brain. And the Secret Service failed to do its job that day. That's just a fact. And I admire the Secret Service. I do. These are people that have sworn to put their lives on the line. And we did see the very brave people, while gunshots were still being fired, running on that stage and covering up the body of the president. And I know there was a lot of criticism of the young woman who was probably about 5'2" or 5'3", who could not really cover Trump. But she was doing everything she could. She had her body around him. She had her hands and her head up in the air as high as she could go. You may disagree with whether she should have been there or not, but you cannot disagree with the bravery she displayed that day. But the advance team failed. It was almost as though they weren't paying attention. And there's really no other conclusion you can come to unless you want to come to a conclusion that none of us hope and pray is true. I'm not going there. I'm going to chalk it up to incompetence and dereliction of duty. Others have chalked it up to other things. As you know, the director of the Secret Service at the time ended up, what was her name? Kimberly Cheadle, I think that was it. Something like that. I don't know. I don't care, really. She ended up resigning over this. And then, of course, this wackadoodle took over as the acting director. And instead of him expressing remorse, instead of him being humble in the face of failure, he's been nothing but combative with a congressional oversight committee. And it's not just in this hearing. We played a good deal of his hearing when after the former director resigned and then he took over in the next hearing. This man lacks the temperament to be the head of the Secret Service. He lacks the temperament to be the head of a daycare. If the Biden administration was an administration that held people accountable, he should be fired. He should be fired for his outburst here. As he tried to do, you'll recall last summer, when he took over as acting director, as he tried to do in that hearing, he attempted to make himself the victim. I don't like him. And I don't care. I don't know what his background is. I don't know if he served in the military. I don't know what he did. I don't care. In the role that he currently holds, he has no business being there. And this is a great problem we face in this country. When it is apparent that a personnel decision has been made in error, what do we do? Do we dismiss them? No. Do we hold them accountable? No. Do we suspend them without pay? No. We typically promote them. Or in the case of Janet Mills, we give them raises and bonuses. Ronald Rowe has no business being the acting director of the Secret Service, much less being appointed to be the director of the Secret Service, and his temperament displayed it here as it did last summer. You'll recall he said to one of the congressional members, and I don't recall who, and it really doesn't matter, "I've been kept up awake for 17 straight days. This could have been our school book depository." What? No. Because of your dereliction of duty, because of your inability to secure the perimeter, because of the fact that you didn't react when civilians were telling everyone, there's a shooter on the roof, there's a guy on the roof with a gun, we've all seen this. You tried to invoke the death of JFK as some sort of sympathetic thing. But it was Donald Trump's life on the line, not yours, Ronald Rowe, not yours. The only role that you had in this is a lack of temperament and utter incompetence. Now, the American people, and if you're listening to the show right now, you may be saying, there he goes again. Well, you know what? Somebody's got to. It's about dadgum time. Somebody said something somewhere about this government. We just accept less than mediocrity. And in this case, that mediocrity almost cost the president-elect his life. Can you imagine what would have gone on in this country if Donald Trump had been shot and killed that day? Have you even thought about it? I dare say things would not be as calm as they are right now. So what will happen to Ronald Rowe, the acting director of the Secret Service? What will be done with him, Joe Biden? What will be done with him, Kamala Harris, who is still the vice president of the United States of America, although she's completely disappeared except for that drunken video she did the other day? What will you do? I can't imagine even you, Joe, in your diminished state, believe that Ronald Rowe, acting as your emissary before the congressional hearing, you feel he represented you well. He's clearly either a person that lacks character. I don't know him, but I do know this. He does not handle stress very well. And the congressman that was asking the question was asking a very fair question, because the Secret Service agent, Ronald Rowe, appeared in the photo with Donald Trump and Joe Biden on 9/11. How many times have you seen something like that? And the answer is you don't, because the Secret Service does usually whatever it can to be innocuous, to be part of the landscape, for you not to know it's them. I've dealt with them a lot over time. I have great respect for the Secret Service. My cousin Carl Richardson once guarded LBJ and then later on guarded his daughter. I have great respect for the Secret Service and the people that are willing to put their lives on the line to save the life of the man or the woman that is president of the United States of America. But sometimes, you just got to cut a man loose.
ABC Maine, member-driven and member-strong. You build communities and shape our industry. We make sure your voice is heard. For more information, email hope@abcmaine.org or go to their website, abcmaine.org. At Community Pharmacy, you trusted us with your vaccines for flu, COVID, and RSV. Let us continue to build that relationship by filling your prescriptions. We have 8 convenient locations. Go to communityrx.com.